They need to be inspired.
And a lot of good people that I never thought I would be able to do.
Because already after day one, it's pushing out of my comfort zone.
You're going to get out of it once you put in the end.
Welcome to Media Now and Forever, a podcast where Aaron and Kate Manful share ideas on what's working in the high school newsroom and beyond.
We decided to bring our dinner conversations over the past 20 plus years directly to you. Me, from the perspective of a high school journalism advisor.
And me, from that of agency life, as owner of Fierce Creative, a graphic and web design agency.
Our plan each episode is to share tips on a variety of subjects, from organizing your team to sharing the tools we use to make it all happen.
Let's get to it. Today we wanted to share with you one of three podcasts from our 2020 camp series. With camp instructor Chris Snyder of Drake University, the class not only learned the fundamentals of putting a podcast together, but they did it. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to our campers. Enjoy this work from the 2020 Media Now online camp.
Alrighty, welcome to the Media Now podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Lobato, and today I'm joined by Mike Supai, Aaron Meckel, and Jeff Kuchno to discuss online learning. It's a big topic going on right now, especially with COVID taking over the world, and it's time to discuss how we're learning in the classroom now, especially with the advancements in, Zoom calls and, the dynamic between teachers and students has really changed because of that. So I'm joined by Mike. Mike is also a student. He is going into his junior year. Aaron Meckel is a teacher. Aaron, where do you go? Where do you teach at?
Hi, Gabe. I'm at Melville High School in St. Louis.
In St. Louis. Okay. And Jeff Kuchno?
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm at Oakville High School, also in St. Louis.
Also in St. Louis. And Mike, where do you go to school at?
I attend Onalaska High School in Wisconsin.
All righty. So I think we can just jump right into this. So I personally go to Francis Allen North High School in St. Charles, Missouri. So I'm going to pass it off to Mike really quick. So Mike, we're the only two students, participating in the podcast. You know, what are some of the changes you've noticed or that had to go through now that we've had to switch to Zoom calls and Google Meets for our classroom?
So interesting thing about the Zoom calls. So I actually just transitioned to schools this year. So before I went to Aquinas High School, and we didn't have Zoom calls for our classes. So with the lack of, I guess, classroom interaction, it was hard to understand material and really learn in that sense. You really had to be on your own as far as understanding and like asking questions.
Mm-hmm. How were your classes set up?
So they would post assignments and material every day before noon, and then it was mm-hmm. up to you to create your own schedule and be organized as mm-hmm. far as homework and asking teachers questions.
Right. I definitely can relate to that. We didn't actually have as much Zoom calls. They actually just put our assignments in the Google Classroom, and they really only held Zoom calls, if that was they only really held Zoom calls if they felt that their students like actually needed it. So we didn't actually get that many Zoom calls this last semester. Aaron and Jeff, so you guys, how did you guys organize your classrooms during this last semester?
Well, thanks, Gabe. It's great to be here on the show. Thanks for the question. I think that, we were all learning as teachers. We were kind of students again. And it was one of those things where what we started doing wasn't what we ended doing. And I think trying to give a consistent message to students was challenging. And I know personally, I'm looking forward in the fall to be able to have a more organized approach, hopefully that's a little bit more consistent. But I think one thing that was key was having one general hub of information for students. The feedback I got from students was, we want to find our information in one place and not have to sift through 20 posts a day and kind of feel segmented all over the place.
The online learning was definitely a challenge, and really it was something that was just kind of thrown at us, more of an emergency situation. And I kind of liken it to putting a Band-Aid on a wound. We didn't realize that we were going to be jumping into online learning as quickly as we did. And I know in our school district, one of the challenges that we faced was once we announced that the learning was going to be done on a pass-fail basis, many of the students basically checked out. So for the students that actually participated, I think there was some value in that, but getting all of the students to actually participate in the learning, I think was a real frustration for teachers.
Right. So Jeff, you're the publications teacher, correct? At your
at Oakville High School, that's correct.
Yeah. So how did you come? I know in my school, a lot of the assignments that we participated in were like heavily cut down because there was only so much that we could do. So how did you combat not being able to get things like photographers and videographers? What were some of the assignments that you gave instead?
Well, I think for broadcast, the students were responsible for producing their own visual elements. They worked on stories from home. Maybe the stories were about their own personal experience. Maybe some other people in the family. I had one student whose mother was a husband. And one of the things that he did was remote physical fitness sessions. You know, and students were able to get their own editing software, and they did a terrific job. So I think you just have to find the students that the project can do on their own. And we were able to do that for the 6-7 weeks that we had online learning.
Nice. Yeah, Mike.
So I know just with my high school, we didn't have finals this year, and I was going to ask the teachers, you know, what is the plan going forward for final tests and final exams?
So, Mike, I think that's a great point. I think, Jeff and I actually teach in the same district, and we've talked a little bit about that actually today. In fact, I think assessment's important. I think people, I think feedback's more important. But I do think that assessment is necessary, whatever that might look like. I feel like that was something that was lost a little bit at the end of last semester, and a lot of students really craved. You know, some of my best students were frustrated that they worked for this GPA that now didn't matter. And so trying to, I think, teachers being open-minded and administrators sort of getting student voices involved and figuring out what should that look like. I don't know, but I think that it's definitely necessary, but we have to maintain the integrity of it, obviously, with academic dishonesty and all of that, too.
And not knowing how many times we'll actually be physically in the building, I think as instructors, we're looking at more individual projects students obviously can do. And as Aaron said, there has to be assessment in order to increase that sense of urgency that students realize that they need to actually do these projects.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the Media Now podcast. Thank you to all of our thank you to all our gracious co-hosts and guests today. All right. I guess we will see you next time on the Media Now podcast.
Students, if you're looking to expand your communication skill set in anything from writing and design to photography and video, check out our course offerings at medianow.press. Advisors, we have training for you as well, and we are here year-round to offer support. Our goal is to help you get better and get to that next level. See what we have to offer at medianow.press and follow us along on socials at medianowbuzz.